USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau has evoked that country's Emergencies Act. The law gives Canada's federal government substantial short-term powers to deal with a crisis. It's decades old, but has never been used before. The crisis? Protests that have extended for a third week in Ottawa over COVID-19 restrictions. Trudeau says invoking the act will help get things under control.
The police will be given more tools to restore order in places where public assemblies can constitute illegal and dangerous activities, such as blockades and occupations, as seen in Ottawa, the Ambassador Bridge, and elsewhere.
The Ambassador Bridge connecting Windsor, Ontario to Detroit on the U.S. side reopened Monday after a convoy of truckers blocked the busiest border crossing between America and Canada. Dow closed down 172 points. This is USA Radio News.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, you may qualify for a free continuous glucose monitor system. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM systems can automatically manage your diabetes better for you. And by using a CGM system, you can eliminate forever one thing most people with diabetes hate the most, finger sticks. Now is possible to manage your diabetes better and the painful finger sticks and get a new CGM monitoring system at little or no cost to you. We even provide in-home delivery and do all the insurance paperwork for you. Now is the best time to manage your diabetes better and get your continuous glucose monitor. Call now for details. 800-396-0150. 800-396-0150. 800-396-0150. That's 800-396-0150.
Russia says it is open to more talks as the U.S. and allies hope to avert a crisis in Ukraine. The Biden administration still believes that an invasion can happen any day now. Well, more than 100,000 Russian troops are at the border, according to sources. The Kremlin denies that it has any plans to invade its neighbor, but it wants guarantees that Ukraine and other former Soviet countries won't be allowed in NATO. The U.S. not taking any chances, evacuating almost all of its staff from the embassy in Kyiv and telling any remaining Americans in Ukraine to get out of the country. Enrollment in Catholic schools across the country rose nearly 4%, rebounding from a sharp drop caused by the pandemic. The National Catholic Educational Association says it's the first increase in two decades and the largest jump recorded in at least five decades. The Dow lost 172 points on Monday. The NASDAQ and S&P 500 also lost ground. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
A federal judge says he'll dismiss a libel lawsuit that former Alaska Governor Sarah Palin filed against the New York Times. She claimed that the paper damaged her reputation with an editorial falsely linking her campaign rhetoric to a mass shooting. U.S. District Judge Jed Rakoff said Palin failed to show that the Times acted out of malice, something required in libel lawsuits involving public figures. The judge said he'll let jury deliberations continue in case his decision is appealed and that he'll formally enter the judgment when the trial ends. No decision was reached by the jury on Monday. They're set to resume on Tuesday. We have new photos from space.
NASA has published some of the first recognizable photos taken from the James Webb Space Telescope. After a 30-day voyage from the launch pad in French Guiana to an operational orbit about 1 million miles from Earth, it spent weeks maneuvering, orientating, and deploying hundreds of mechanical parts. The telescope has finally unveiled its first image from space, including an unexpectedly recognizable view of its vast primary mirror, or what the kids would call a selfie. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Here in New York, more than 1,400 city workers were fired Friday for failing to comply with its vaccine mandate. That represents less than 1% of New York City's workforce, but it's likely the largest mass termination of municipal employees in response to a COVID vaccine mandate. More news at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.